Instant Elimination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Now, what are we being illumined about today? Well, how about peanuts? We've talked about peanuts before. We've talked about peanuts many times, and we'll talk about peanuts many times more. But peanuts are a fun type of product to eat, a fun type of food to eat, because they do all sorts of good things for us. They make us feel satisfied. They make us feel full. And they happen to be an ideal food. But why are peanuts so good? Well, they are both tasty. They're sweet. They have flavor. They have satisfaction. You eat them and you feel satisfied. And what else about peanuts? Well, they're so readily accessible. Peanuts can come in roasted and salted and plain and ordinary and peanut butter with nuts and peanut butter that's smooth and all sorts of good things. And you can mix peanut butter and jelly, the universal sandwich of every child that ever grows up in any country virtually. Peanut butter jelly is the most popular meal and a satisfying meal, fulfilling meal, and a nutritious meal. But what about, how did peanut butter get that way? How did peanut butter get to be this noble product that it is? Where did it come from? Well, for one thing, it's an enjoyable product. It's an enjoyable substance that people like to eat. And it comes from the ground. It comes like a potato almost. And it grows as a nut underground. And it has its own little shell, and it's quite a noble little creature. And it has been brought forth by many people and found that it is good for you. It not only feels good, tastes good, is good, but you feel satisfied when you're done eating it. And everyone who eats a peanut finds it a very satisfying nut. Now, you can have all the other nuts in the world, all the other food products in the world, and none of them do to you what a peanut does. Now, why does a peanut do these things for you? Why has nature put into such a lowly little peanut in the ground and its shell these qualities that are so beautiful and so fulfilling? Well, it's just like within you yourself. Within you is a seed. And your body, you might say, is the shell or the nut, the shell. And the seed is the nut. Okay, so that seed within you is a seed of nutrition, the seed of health, the seed of goodness, the seed of all things. We go back further even, and we come up with rice. And rice has been a noble food for races around the world for eons, for ever and ever. And why has rice been this? Because it's a very simple product. It's a very easy product. It does not lend itself to many diseases. It doesn't lend itself to many problems of growing. It just seems to grow naturally and perfectly out of the most improbable places and the improbable possibilities. But people have eaten rice eternally. And perhaps if the truth is known, peanuts might have a long, long history behind it, too. But like rice, the peanut makes you full. Like rice, the peanut makes you feel satisfied. Like rice, the peanut gives your body strength and gives you all sorts of vitamins and minerals that you don't even know about. Rice gives you minerals and vitamins and things like that that are not even known. Little by little, they're being known. And then we started shelling the rice, taking away the shell of the rice, and we find that by doing that, we've taken away much of its nutritional value. I wonder, in taking the shell from the peanut, are we taking away its nutritional value, or what is the value of the peanut shell itself? If we were to pulverize the peanut shell and use it as a fiber, would it prove to be a very positive, dynamic, wonderful fiber for our body, which should be eaten with the peanut to give us both universal benefit? That's something to think about. As we think about these things, we come to the realization that our mind does not worry about these things. we do naturally. As historical indications show us, that humans have picked up things and done things just out of nature, just out of the natural way of doing it. And the old wives who did their mysterious work with various herbs and things did them out of a feeling of sensitivity, of an inner knowingness, and sometimes trial and error that proved very dangerous, and sometimes it proved very helpful. But always the peanut has come up, standing up, smelling like roses. Always it has come up as something very special, very dynamic, and very wonderful. It's something that we can all consider and all use and all enjoy. Can you be illumined by a peanut? Can you use peanut oil to cook with? Can you use peanut oil to light your lamp? Can you use peanut oil for many other things? Are they going to find sources of the uses for the peanut in ways that they never dreamed possible, because they're being open and receptive to the idea? Well, everyone can come up with ideas on this here. Little children like to taste virtually everything they can get their hands on. They like to try all of the possibilities that are standing out before them in their yard or in their garden or in their playpen or in their sandbox. And sometimes it's something that we would think is not too beneficial, and yet it turns out to be something very beneficial. Because within the child is born a desire to fulfill certain needs within its body complex, and it knows by its taste what it chooses and wants and needs. Occasionally it guesses wrong and hurts itself, but generally speaking, children live through, as the saying has always been, you eat a peck of dirt before you die. And I'm sure if the truth were known, we eat a lot more than a peck of dirt, because the substance of dirt that appears on the surface of fruits and vegetables and minerals and other things that we eat, the dust in the air that we breathe, the dust on our bread, the dust everywhere around us, we eat much more than a peck before we die. And when we eat that, we are not damaged. We are not in any way inhibited or limited, but it's just something that is coming to us and something that we are experiencing. How did we become illumined about peanuts? How did we become illumined to recognize these little nuts were beneficial to us? Well, some childlike person digging in the woods came across the peanut plant and the peanut seed and ate them. And they were not that tasty because they were not roasted and they were not salted, but they did not taste bad. And so they thought, well, let's eat these fresh things. And then they made a whole bunch of them. And when they made a whole bunch of them, then they went away from what they were doing, and they left them lying there in the sun. And the sun dried them out and changed them a little bit. And so they came back to their favorite haunt, and they found more peanuts. And then they found these that were laying out there that had dried. And they tried them, and they said, hey, they taste even better when they're dried like this in the sun. And so the sun-dried peanut became a reality, and it became part of their diet. And then, as they were cooking, and sometimes they dropped some peanuts into the fire, or got too near the fire, they didn't burn up in the fire, but they roasted. And then they tasted these roasted peanuts, and they thought, hey, that's another taste treat. And then, as they were cooking their pork or their salted activities, some of the peanuts fell into the salt and were roasted, and they were tasted, and they thought, wow, what a taste delight, what an experience. Well, it's just like this that dreams and ideas carry out. A peanut has a mission, you might say, to serve the world as one of its primary delightful fruits, primary delightful foods. And as it does this, nothing can stand in its way for being revealed. Oh, it may take hundreds of years for the revelation to take place, but it can not be stopped. It will come forth, it will be revealed. And so it is with all the beneficial and delightful things of our life. They will be revealed. They will come forth. And as they come forth, we find them very exciting and very wonderful. What's going to be your discovery? Are you going to discover the peanut? Or are you going to discover some other substances or some other concepts? Or will you discover that you don't even need food at all? That you can live a very beautiful, fulfilled life without any outer substance filling your needs. And you live from an inner mana, an inner substance that makes you feel dynamic, alive, and fantastic. I would say yes to that. But meanwhile, eat peanuts and enjoy yourself. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.